Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORQ and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. I am chatting with the executive chairman, Sean Wallace. Now, Torque Resources focused in Chile on copper and gold exploration. We're going to be talking a lot about the company's Santa Cecilia project because just a few days ago, March 13th, company announced that it is starting its drill program, the first drill program for Torque Resources at the Santa Cecilia gold copper project. Now, this program is starting pretty much on schedule. When I had you last on, Sean, you had mentioned that you commenced some field work and you were aiming for right around this time to start the program. Overall program is 15,000 meters. Sean, take us through this first drill program here at the Santa Cecilia Gold Project, please.
Sure. Thanks, Corey. Yeah, things have come together nicely. We're starting on time. This first drill program at Santa Cecilia will be sort of a two-phase first program, if you will. We're going to drill now, and we're going to go until the weather tells us to stop because it becomes cost prohibitive to continue exploring once the winter hits. So we're going to take a break, at which time we'll head on down to Margarita and keep everyone busy, continue to explore that project. And then we'll resume drilling the total program, if you will, in the autumn of next year. And we're planning on drilling straight through until sort of May of 2024. So, obviously this is pure exploration. We're following up on the discovery hole that we acquired the project based on, 1,000 meter or 900 and some meters, about 0.5%. So, we've done a bunch of surface work to sort of refine our targeting, try and understand the porphyry, understand the system, try and pick the spots where we think that we have the best chance of finding that causative intrusion that's going to carry the grade that we're looking for.
Okay, so the focus is around this Cerro de Medio target. And as you mentioned, there is a historic drill hole back from 2012 that intersected 925 meters of mineralization, both gold and copper. Does that mean most of these holes that you're drilling, they're going to be going down, let's say, about a kilometer to test out the full system?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly, can only go based on the data we have, which is scant, given the, we have the one drill hole there that intercepted the mineralized porphyry. So, to my estimation, in this case, deeper is better, not when you begin to encounter the mineralization. However, if it carries on deep, that's a positive thing. So, we're roughly budgeting 1,000 meters per hole, but you never know. We could go longer or shorter based on what we're seeing coming out of the ground. Right now, it's very much a scientific iterative process with Mother Earth has deposited there in the ground for us.
So besides this drill hole back from 2012, what other historic work was done at this project and even more so at this target area?
Yeah, so there wasn't a lot more work done. We had the geophysics that were done after the drill hole, and that's been a good sort of pathfinder, if you will, or targeting tool. There's a great correlation between the geophysics and the mineralized porphyry that was encountered in that one hole. So, safe to assume that that would persist, but we'll be testing that with the drill, obviously. Other work that was done way back in 88, 90, when the project was being explored, not for the porphyry bulk tonnage gold copper projects, but back then they had a view to look like for more like deposits like El Indio, high grade gold, epithermal gold, close to surface gold. And that does exist on the project. So we will be exploring that at some point, but right now, and the reason we're there is to find the big porphyry and to find the causative intrusions that cause these porphyry centers that we have identified on the project.
Okay, so maybe after the winter, when you need to pause, will you be testing out some other targets, or is that more just determined by what the initial results will be at Cerro de Medio?
Yeah, well, certainly we're going to get around to targeting all of them, but let's see how, obviously if we start having some joy, we're a good 500 meters out from that drill hole right now, so that's a pretty significant step out. We'll see what comes from this drilling, and obviously if we make some discoveries, we're going to obviously follow up on those, rather than running around drilling at other targets. But they will all get drilled at some point. They are all worthy of a drill hole. So the exact order is, again, that's going to be determined based on what happens here.
What's the budget for this program then?
So the whole program, I believe it's about $8 million worth of drilling.
Okay. Now I guess we should cover off the company's finances, because just on March 10th, you announced the closing of little over $6 million raised. Does the company have enough money then for this whole program after that funding?
Yeah, we should. I imagine we'll be going back to market sometime later this year, because you know we don't want to spend our entire treasury and then go look for money. But for the meantime, to go execute this drill program, run the company, do all that, we're in good shape right now. We have about $15-16 million in the bank at present.
Okay. Well, then, Sean, I guess this is going to be the catalyst for the year, right? Drilling at the Santa Cecilia project, then also rotating that drill over to Margarita. What do you want to leave investors with? Kind of the last thought on Torque Resources and the exploration strategy for this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, we've been talking about this for a while, but with yourself and with other investors, and it shows and so forth. And, you know, really, we've been talking about Santa Cecilia and how excited we are about it for so long. Now we're finally doing this. Is the sort of culmination of several years preparatory work, making the acquisition, getting the social license, getting the camp built now, getting ourselves ready to drill, getting the financing in place. You know, it's been a lot of work, and we've had fantastic results to date. Hopefully that continues into the drill program, which is sort of the whole reason we're here, is to drill Santa Cecilia and see what's there.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for this update. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Torque Resources. I'll be following up as this drill program continues and when we start to get some of the early on results. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me and I will get Sean to address those. Sean, thank you very much for this update, and please keep me up to date on future news.
I will. Thank you very much, Corey. Have a great day.